Reason number 10. Bibliographical test. One of the three basic principles of historiography is the bibliographical test. Not having the original documents, how reliable are the copies we have in regard to the number of manuscripts and the time interval between the original and the existing copies? Atheists and skeptics will tell you that the original documents are no longer in existence and that the copies that have come down to us are not reliable. We know, however, that many private believers of that day, desiring to have their own copies of the scriptures, made or caused to be made copies from the original manuscripts. They certainly would not deliberately make any changes in them, and they would be extremely careful to copy them accurately. The original text was repeatedly and carefully copied before the original writings disappeared from the possession of man. When the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Ephesians, he instructed them to pass it on to another group of believers. This group was told to pass it on to a third group, and they also passed it on to still another group. When the Christians in Ephesus read the letter, they earnestly longed to keep it in their possession for further study. They were under the apostles' injunction to pass the letter on to another church, but there was no prohibition against making a copy before the original was sent to the second church. Therefore, they kept it in their possession until a copy had been carefully made and compared to the original document. The second church on the list did likewise, as did the third and the fourth churches. Each church in turn having done so, by the time the original writing was worn out from handling, there were a good number of copies of the original in existence. From these copies, other copies were made until they became too numerous even to estimate their number. If any literature from antiquity can be considered authentic, the New Testament certainly can. There is absolutely no comparison between the New Testament and any other literature of antiquity with regard to the number of manuscripts and the original and the extant copies. Aristotle, for example, wrote his literature around 343 BC, and the earliest copy we have of it is dated AD 1100, a 1400-year gap, and there are only five manuscripts in existence. Julius Caesar composed his history of the Gallic Wars in between 58 and 50 BC, and its manuscript authority rests on 9 or 10 copies dating 1,000 years after his death. Homer's Iliad is second in manuscript authority with 643 manuscripts. By way of contrast, 20,000 copies of New Testament manuscripts are in existence today. Since scholars accept as trustworthy the writings of ancient classics, though the earliest manuscripts were written many centuries after the original writings, and the number of copies in existence is relatively small, it is clear that the reliability of the New Testament text is likewise assured.